Number three, presupposition of cause and effect. A very, very powerful linguistic presupposition. Here, we're assuming in the very structure of the sentence a cause and effect relationship between one thing and another thing. We're saying one thing causes something else. So we're listening for words like makes, if then, because, and whilst. So for instance, listening to these CDs will make you excellent at NLP. If you listen to these CDs once or twice, or maybe even three times, all of the information will be soaked up within your unconscious mind. Because your unconscious mind is always learning. So whilst you're sat there, listening to the sound of my voice, hearing me talk to you about linguistic presuppositions, your unconscious mind is learning many things. There's a whole series of cause and effect presuppositions. Now, an important thing to be aware of in presuppositions here is that it doesn't matter if the presupposition makes sense. It only matters that the presupposition is plausible. If the other person accepts the plausibility, then they'll accept the presupposition. For instance, if I was doing therapy with someone came into the room and sat down in the chair, and I said to them, "Oh no, you sat in the trance chair. I wanted to talk to you before you go into a trance." What we have there is a cause and effect presupposition between sitting in a chair and going into a trance. Does that make sense? Well, not really. Is it plausible? Most definitely. If someone accepts the presupposition and the plausibility of it, as soon as they sit in the trance chair, they'll begin to go into a trance. The other interesting thing about presuppositions is it doesn't matter if you state the presupposition in the positive or the negative. Because of "don't think of a blue tree," the presupposition is always the same. If I were to say, "Don't sit in the trance chair unless you really want to go into a trance," the presupposition is exactly the same.